on your smart speakers, smartphones, online, and on Amazon TV. This is Sound Radio Wales.
Good morning. This is Sound Radio Wales on 103.1. I'd like to introduce David Dickinson this morning to the programme, who's currently in Llandudno with Dickinson's Real Deal. Good morning, David. Welcome to the programme. It's a delight to have you on. Can you tell us what's happening in Llandudno this morning?
Well, first of all, good morning to you, Dave. Well, it's a very nice day here in Llandudno. There's a little tiny bit of rain about, but nothing that's going to worry anybody. There's already a queue here. People are bringing along their old stuff there. Collectibles, they're small antiques which they've carried down here. So we're hoping and expecting a very, very good day. We've been previously in this part of the world and there's been a very good turnout, so I'm shouting out to all your zillions of listeners and say, come on down to the Cymru Centre in Llandudno and bring along anything that you think might be interesting. We're not just doing evaluation day, so if you come down with the intent that you might sell it, if it appeals to you, so bring what you've got in the back of the cupboards, the drawers, in the attic, the outhouse. You'll be surprised that sometimes small things that you thought are of no significance could turn out to be important, and you could walk away with a bag full of cash.
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful. Sounds like a lot of fun as well, David.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of fun. I mean, I've got dealers here today. There's four of them. They've got plenty of cash to spend. So if you've got the goodies, come on down here and you just might well be walking away with pocketfuls of money.
Oh, wow. Sounds absolutely wonderful. I often go up into the loft to find that missing masterpiece, but unfortunately I can never find one. Can you just tell me, what's the rarest thing that you've come across on your travels with?
Well, you know, I think we're often asked that same question, but lots of things turn up. You know, it can be special medals. We had medals from basically a local man in North Wales, a special forces soldier. He brought his medals along, and we got about 17,000 for those. You know, sometimes you get someone coming along and say, I've got this old piece of wood here. It turns out to be a Fijian war club and worth about 3,000 or 4,000 quid.
So, wow.
You just never know. And then small wristlet watches. Of course, we all know the big names, the Rolexes, the Amigas, but you know, there's still quite a lot of collectible. Even broken watches can be sometimes worth a bit of money. Watches from the 1930s, some from the Second World War, you know, military watches, aviation watches, so all kinds of things. Bits of silver, collectible pieces, which don't look much, can suddenly turn out to be quite valuable. So have a scratch around, see what's in the back of the drawer. Any old gold, any broken gold watches, and they're still worth money because of the gold content. So come on down, bring what you can, and you can see the show being made, and we're here waiting to meet you.
When's it on telly? When's the programme going out, if you're recording it today?
I don't know when it's actually. I mean, post-production will go on to early next year. So
it'll
be sometime next year this comes out. Yeah.
Well, we shall look forward to seeing that. I hope the day goes well for you, and I hope lots and lots of people turn up with their valuables. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Okay, Dave, thank you very much. And to all your listeners, come on, give it a go.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
You just might have a little bit of treasure that will bring you a nice few quid.
Thank you.
See you.
Thanks for joining us on Sound Radio Wales this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
This is Sound Radio.